basement on the rock.
Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Jeanette Burbank, and I ordered something using my debit, and when I looked it up, this is what I was charged for, and I never ordered this.
You ordered this what, ma'am?
I didn't order this at all.
This what? I don't know what you're speaking of.
The email came up.
What's your zip code, ma'am?
27052. Bike Hub Customer Service.
One moment.
Something about a trainer plan.
By those she loves, but this time she has access to their checking
account. She withdraws thousands of dollars before her access is blocked.
What's your zip code again, ma'am?
27052.
And your name again?
Jeanette Burbank.
Ma'am, will you verify your address for me, please?
1040 Village Drive, Walnut Cove, 27052, North Carolina. I'm sorry, I skipped that part.
No worries. Waiting on the account to pull up. So you registered, you did a contest entry, and the contest entry automatically enrolled you into the meal plan for $59.89, and that was mentioned in the terms and conditions, ma'am.
Well, that's not nothing of what I was going through and applying for. Never read anything about a personal trainer or $60 charged to my card. The $2 that I was supposed to be charged, as I read, that I wouldn't even charge that.
Yes, ma'am. But if you put your card in and the terms were accepted, it's in the terms and conditions. It tells you that it's going to charge you for it. If you put your card in and move forward, then that was accepting the terms, ma'am.
Okay, well, I kind of understand that, but this isn't what I was buying to start with.
Yes, ma'am, but
to that and charged me to that. I do not want this, and I do not want to be charged for it.
Well, what you have to do, we're going to cancel the membership going forward so you won't have any additional charges, okay?
Okay.
Now, the 59...
I never read anything about this in what you're ordering.
Yes, ma'am, because it's in the terms and conditions, and provided if the terms and conditions were read, if you didn't read them, of course, you don't know what it is.
Well, I don't think I actually got that far when I went back.
Well, the card... Yes, ma'am. The card won't accept unless the terms and conditions are, the card won't take unless the terms and conditions are accepted, ma'am.
Oh, to my knowledge, I didn't accept it.
The transaction wouldn't have gone through if it wasn't accepted, okay? But let me cancel the account going forward so you won't receive any additional charges, okay? Ma'am, you could have done what?
I could have done something wrong on my end too, but I did not mean to order this, and I'm not interested in it.
Yes, ma'am. What I'm going to do, I'm going to cancel the membership going forward so you won't receive any additional charges, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And then we'll handle that charge in a minute, but let me get this canceled for you.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you. I probably wouldn't even have really realized it if I hadn't just looked to make sure, you know. I usually just check to make sure things go through.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, $60? I didn't order nothing for $60. It was $2.
Yep. No, it was $2. But in the terms, though, ma'am, it tells you that. Hold on a minute. Let me get back to you, Ms. Burbank. It is.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, please hold, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Neighbor. He actually commented, wow, this is really heavy. You have a body in here? Thank you so much. No problem. Just in time.
entire time. Person was in the car.
The son buried her mother-in-law in a shallow grave out of town. When Linda fails to come home, her husband Larry is concerned.
I knew you had to be something wrong, so I called Craftfield Police and asked them if they could come over.
It's a missing person's case until the waitress, Masook Payne,
now, ma'am, on the meal plan, of course, you realize that's a digital app that, hold on.
From the restaurant, and the surveillance video there clearly shows the suit going to the restaurant.
That's an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar, carbs, and cravings. It includes meal plans and recipe guides to eat better and feel better. It includes guides to making better food choices to supercharge your health. And it's a helpful daily food and lifestyle journal to keep you informed. You can create meal plans based on how many calories you want to consume. So, but I can offer you that meal plan for $20 if you stay with them. You can do it $20 a month instead of $59 a month, ma'am.
Ma'am, I don't weigh 112 pounds. I don't need nothing like that.
Okay, so here we go. So. You're welcome. Well, you said that you didn't, but you have because the charge is here, man. You have to understand that.
Well, I understand the ad I was buying from was deceiving too, because
you know
this was mentioned until I looked up my bank account.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. I understand how you understand it the way you understand it, ma'am. I really do.
I know you're in too, ma'am. I'm not trying to be ugly to you in no way whatsoever.
But we have to understand that you entered your card number. The card could not take unless you accepted it. And what I'm going to do, and I get what you're saying, but if the terms and conditions were read, that then you probably wouldn't have gone forward with it. Okay?
Right.
Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't talk. You both can't talk. I'm just waiting to see you say what you're gonna say.
Well, if they were read, wouldn't there been a button to check that you read them to move forward?
Well, your card would not. Yes, ma'am. Your card would not move forward unless you move forward. You also had that option at that time not to do so as well.
But when I accepted them, I assumed I was accepting them for what I was actually purchasing.
Right. If right.
Or that I haven't read nothing about. Or
right. And most people, like when they call and they say, "Well, Don, who reads the terms and conditions?" They say that they haven't read them. You know, if you hadn't read it, because if you hadn't read it, you wouldn't have done it.
Right. Right. Exactly.
But however. By not reading them doesn't make it not a good charge because you didn't read them. That's the point. The charge is still a valid charge.
I will definitely read it from now on because that is, I mean, that's like, I don't even know how to explain it, like just deceiving it to me.
It's not, though. It's not.
Nowhere near purchasing anything like this.
Mm-hmm. But what I can do, ma'am, I can offer you 75% of that back to you. That's the most I can do on that, ma'am, as a courtesy.
Well, I appreciate that, ma'am. I really, really don't mean to be ugly to you, whoever.
Hold up, ma'am. I get it. I understand. I just sometimes have to get through it from screen to screen to screen to screen. I hear you,
right. But
let me get this finished, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. Hold on.
I'm here, ma'am.
Just hold on.
Strong woman, a woman of strong tradition.
goes to work in the busy restaurant district of London's West End.
Ms. Jeanette, $44.91 will go back to your card, okay?
Okay, ma'am. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Help.
Hold on. Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I just didn't hear you. I don't know if you're still. I'm still notating your count.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Notate your account will be done if your customer called in does not.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, ma'am, your account has been canceled, refunded back 75%, which is $44.91. Is there anything else
yes,
I can
ma'am.
Do for you, ma'am?
So I won't be charged again.
There's no reoccurring charges, ma'am.
Okay, and do you know how long it will take to reappear?
For how long will it take for what?
The refund.
Oh, it's 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 days. Okay, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome.